Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Deputy for Lee County Republicans, Jeff Reichman, who is running for election for the State Senate District 42 seat in this year's general election.
My name is Jeff Reichman. I live in Montrose and going for the Iowa Senate seat, District 42.
Why did you seek to go up against Rich Taylor here in this election and for that seat?
I came home. I mean, it's a long path, but I came home after my active duty time with the Marine Corps in the end of 13. And I came back to the biggest challenge I've ever had in my life. You know, after, and I'm not saying this to, you know, just to put it in perspective, you know, I'm a business degree from Iowa Wesleyan, continuing education in the military, a graduate level program there, company commander a couple times, director of operations. And like I said, I came home to the biggest challenge I've ever had in my life. And that was the transition back to here and trying to find employment. And I spent 6 months unemployed, you know, looking for a position. So I got involved immediately with economic development in Keokuk specifically. And served on that board for 4 years, was president my last year there. And the opportunity came up. I ran in the midterm for representative, and we had a good showing there. So they recruited me and asked me to run for this Senate position.
If you are elected to this seat here in this election, what issues do you care about that you would like to see addressed?
You know, the biggest issue, and like I say, what led me here was this economic decline in Southeast Iowa. My brother graduated from the largest graduating class in Southeast Iowa, and since then, in the last 30 years, it's just gone downhill. You know, we've had several businesses close up. We've lost, out of my district, we've lost one-third of the population, and it's that needs to turn around. We can't continue doing that. I'm concerned that this census is going to show us a further degrade in the population of Southeast Iowa, and we need to have opportunities. People follow jobs, and a lot of the people have followed jobs out of Southeast Iowa. So my biggest concern is the economic development, the economy specific, and bringing opportunities back. I want to look for manufacturing opportunities. Those are the, you know, the good high-paying jobs that we've traditionally had here, the blue-collar workforce, and that's what my focus is going to be, is try to capture some of those and be in a position as the United States moves back to bringing some of those jobs back into the area. With tariffs, they've encouraged companies to come back in. I want to be in the position to try to capture those and bring them to Southeast Iowa.
How would you seek to solve that issue?
Well, the United States has designated some economic zones, and I'd like to take that idea and plug it into Iowa specifically. So we have a few counties that are traditionally, above average, but it's in unemployment. It's not something you want to be above average in. So there's a few here in Southeast Iowa, and it goes kind of up the river, and it's all the traditional blue collar areas that had manufacturing when manufacturing was big, and with the NAFTA, those companies had left. So when we're bringing businesses in, we need to be able to target those specifically, and I'd like to see economic zones in Iowa to target those above average unemployment areas.
Are there any other issues that you kind of feel like people should know about that you care about?
Yes, then that's the next thing in my priority. The next thing that's on my card is the schools. Right now, you know, the national program is No Child Left Behind. The problem is, right now, the curriculum is driven towards sending, if we send about 60% of the kids to college, only about 25% of those graduate, so 75% of them are being left behind by not being introduced to job skills that we have here in Southeast Iowa. So we have an Iowa Ready program in Iowa, and we need to build on that and make sure. I know that I spend a lot of time out in the shop class, automotive class, learning to weld, learning some basic machinist skills. So we need to introduce kids to those, and we need to start valuing labor again as we bring these industries back to the United States and hopefully back to Southeast Iowa. We need to start valuing labor again and make sure the kids have the opportunity to be able to stay in Southeast Iowa and feel like they can be successful.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Deputy for Lee County Republicans, Jeff Reichman. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.